Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Come here.
Why? You're gonna leave me alone, you know?
Just come here, now, babes.
Sure. What do you want?
You know what I want.
All right. So you have the thing?
How come stress me for that again?
How much time you have to tell you for buy them and put on Brandon?
How much time you have to tell you say, we don't need that? Stop work up yourself over now, man, and just relax.
Look, me love you and you love me. But guess what? Things like STI and AIDS and them something there, them not like need, are we?
Yo, we are try to my girl.
We need to be careful, that's all. You have money for medication, much less have money for buy formula and pampers.
You know, say you know easy, you know?
Sure, try hurry up and come back.
The Health Ministry is urging Jamaicans to practice responsible sexual behavior in an effort to prevent new human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, infections. Currently, Jamaica has an estimated 29,000 persons living with HIV, or 1.6% of the adult population. Of this number, 85% have been diagnosed. Results from an HIV/AIDS Knowledge, Attitudes and Behavior Survey conducted for 2004, 2008 and 2012 indicate that the factors driving the epidemic have not changed over time. Continued insufficient condom use and high incidences of persons with multiple sex partners are the major factors propelling the spread of the virus. Director of Health Promotion and Prevention at the National Family Planning Board, NFPB, Andrea Campbell, says there were 1,222 new HIV diagnoses in 2017. She says studies show that the population is aware of the methods of HIV prevention. However, there seems to be a resistance by persons to stop their risky sexual behavior.
The population needs to adopt safer sex practices, including reducing the number of sexual partners, using a condom consistently and correctly. For those already infected, adhering to their medication, which would lead to viral suppression. And for younger persons, simply saying no to sex.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tofton says adolescent deaths resulting from HIV infection continue to rise despite declines among other age groups. This he attributed to developmental, psychological, and social factors, which place this group at increased risk of contracting the virus.
As a society, we must do more to stop new HIV infections and untimely HIV-related deaths through both primary and secondary prevention and better management approaches.
The minister also notes that HIV is becoming an increasingly expensive epidemic.
In examining the sustainability framework, Jamaica National HIV/AIDS Program 2013-2030 states that the program faces an immediate and deep financing challenge. The National AIDS Spending Assessment estimates that the total spending on HIV and AIDS-related activities in Jamaica was just over $15 million for the fiscal period April 1st, 2014 through to the 31st of March, 2015. HIV/AIDS does have a small impact on GDP growth.
On the positive side, there has been an increase in the reporting of HIV cases and voluntary counseling and testing for the disease at antenatal clinics. Additionally, a 2014 survey indicates a continued decline in the prevalence among female sex workers. The overall prevalence was 2.9%, a reduction from 4.1% in 2011. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at gis.gov.jm. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, Instagram at GIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, join us again next week. And until then, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.